comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers with the lead 7-6 as we get the second quarter underway. Jonesboro with the football. They're now moving left to right in this second quarter. They'll start at the 27-yard line with their first possession of the second quarter. They had a receiver late coming on the field. Now they're ready to go.
Going back to trips left.
One wide out on the far right side, and the ball kept on the option play by cross jumper. He's going to pick up about five across the 31 near the 32-yard line.
Good job there defensively just to come in and fill that gap, not let him get loose. You know, Brad, I thought he'd be bigger.
Yeah.
He's a little slight.
Second down and just under six here for the Hurricane. The handoff right up the middle and well played by that Bomber defense. It's going to, well, the second effort is going to give long gain out to the 35 near the 36-yard line. They had him stacked up momentarily for about a half-yard gain.
That's a great job by the linebackers, Boje and Lindsey, coming in there and meeting the runners at the line of scrimmage. They're getting downhill. It's something that we didn't do well early in the season. We were waiting for someone to come to us. Now we're flying to the football.
Officials time as Dawson Tabor going out of the ball game, and looks like it's an equipment issue.
Definitely messing with something on the helmet. Yep. Probably lost a snap or something of that nature. See the coaches scurrying around to get that fixed and get him back on the field. Vin Lee coming in his spot.
Third and one here for the Hurricane. High snap, the ball kept by the quarterback jumper. Has a first down, he's into the secondary. Tripped up at the 50, falls ahead to the 47 of Mountain Home, and a first down for Jonesboro.
Good job of Bryce McKay coming home from his safety spot, clipping him at the ankles and taking him down at midfield to keep that from being an even bigger play.
First and 10 on the 37-yard line.
17-yard pickup and a fresh set of downs here for Jonesboro with 10:51 left in the opening half. Bombers leading 7-6. A missed extra point, the difference. My goodness, Albert George bullying his way for a first down, breaking through tackles all the way down to the 31. It's a 16-yard pickup.
He definitely had three of them on his back at one point. Now that shows that strength and speed that we were expecting. Fresh back now in the backfield for the Hurricane.
Here's the handoff. This is McDonald that's in there now. McDonald has a big hole. It's into the secondary, the 15, the 10, the 5. He is in for the touchdown. Jonesboro has reclaimed the lead. They had a four-play, 63-yard drive to start the game. This is a five-play, 63-yard drive to reclaim the lead.
Brad, on that play, had a little bit of belly counteraction. He took one step to the left and then back to the right, trying to get flow established away from the play. But he got fortunate that Jonesboro had opened up a pretty big hole up the middle, and we weren't able to close back down like we had been doing on earlier plays.
Now, after they missed the extra point last time, Jonesboro will go for two here. Jumper out of the shotgun. He wants to pass. Has time across the middle, and it's incomplete, and the two-point conversion is no good. So with 10:29 left in the first half, Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 12-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
10:29 left in the opening half. 12-7, Jonesboro with the lead over Mountain Home. And Sonny, it'd be interesting to see how this Bomber offense responds now. The defense got them a score and got the scoring started.
Definitely have to get some kind of continuity going on offense. Hopefully we've made some adjustments over on the sideline. The only problem that we have a little bit is our offensive linemen are our defensive linemen. So you don't get a chance for the coaches to really talk about adjusting the schemes to make sure that you can get that opened up. Because obviously right now they're doing a good job of disrupting what we want to do, and we have to change the tables.
Here's the pooch-style kick. The Bombers catch it to the 24-yard line. That's Logan Walker, who returned across the 30 and out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. So that's where the Bombers will start with their next possession, their third possession of the night.
Good starting field position. You know, there's a while there where we were just seemed like we were trying to go 80 yards every time. When you get, just that 15 yards can make an incredible difference. We'll see if we can come out and see Lee now in on offense. He's going to take a tight end spot out here on the left side of the line, it looks like.
I was trying to see if I see Tabor on the sideline. He left with a helmet problem a little bit ago. I don't see him on the sideline. So first down now for the Mountain Home offense, 12-7. Jonesboro with the lead. Bombers operating right to left in this second quarter now. And the ball is given straight ahead, and it looks like a big rugby scrum there. The pile moves for about a four-yard gain. Now Jonesboro has the football, but they'd already blown it dead, and a good carry that time straight ahead for Mountain Home's Gage Lindsay.
I'll take 4 yards on that, you know. And if it's a rugby scrum and we win the scrum, let's scrum it up for the rest of the night.
We'll do that every time. So second and six coming up now for Mountain Home. 9:52 left in the first half. Back home next week. Boy, it's been a while since we've been at Bomber Stadium.
Over a month.
It will be. Well, by the time we get back, won't it? Yep. Pine Bluff will come to town next week. Second and six here. The handoff straight ahead to Lindsay. Bounces off the first tackler, turns, and he's going to pick up about two on the play to the 41-yard line.
Positive yardage. Just keep working that. You know, just get those 2-3 yards a pop. You know, we still want to get a little more push on the front. But, you know, a pretty yeoman's work by that offensive line right now, because those are some talented guys. And we have not seen Jashad disrupting yet for Jonesboro.
No, Jashad Stewart, the young man that's committed to Arkansas, one of those defensive ends. They got some size up front with Stewart, Flanagan, Light, David Milton, the front four. They're playing the five-man front, though. Third and four here for the Bombers. And the toss goes to Gross, breaks through the first tackle, and he's going to pick up about a yard out to the 42-yard line. So fourth and about three coming up here for this Mountain Home offense.
A little deep in your own territory, I would think, right now, to treat this as four-down territory. You're only down, you know, actually 5 points because of the failed conversions. But we'll see what Coach Maddox decides to do here.
Has the offense out there, and he's sending a play in.
Got a good spot, too. It's really about fourth and two and a half.
It is, isn't it? Lindsay comes out. Bogey brings the play in from the sideline. He'll be at the fullback position. Big fourth down play for the Bomber offense. Fourth and about two and a half here. They've got to get to the 45 to move the chains. Handoff is to Bogey, and he's tripped up from behind. He comes up short, and Jonesboro holds on downs. If he's able to shake that one tackler, he's got about a 10-yard gain there.
Mm. We did something a little bit different that we hadn't seen yet. Instead of trying to just go up the middle, he took a little jump step out to the right and then turned it up. Caught Jonesboro kind of concentrating on the inside, but that hand came out and just got him by the ankle and took him a yard short.
So Jonesboro takes over at the Mountain Home 44-yard line with 8:02 left in this first half. A 12-7 Jonesboro lead. They're kind of like Baltimore. The Ravens couldn't convert an extra point or two-point conversion Sunday against the Chiefs. They're 0-2 tonight.
Well, I'm sure that didn't bother you, Mr. Chief.
No, it didn't. Trips to the right here for the Hurricane. Single receiver to the side of the field as they work for that far, from that far hash. Jumper, three-step drop, now steps up. Flag comes in. This one's going to come back. He completes the pass at the 30-yard line. And the play good for about a 13, 14-yard gain. But, again, this was thrown where you would think it's going to be holding, and it is.
Pretty sure that that was a wrestling takedown on Xavier Ivory over there. He not only got took down, he got pinned. He just laid on top of him. So, good job by the officials to catch that one and back him up. I think Jonesboro looks like they want to get aggressive this drive. You know, they're not just running the bunch trip receivers. They're spreading the field here. There was three guys, a fourth receiver on the far side, and these guys were, I think they're looking to create some instant offense.
That turns into a 12-yard penalty as it occurred at 2 yards deep in the backfield. So it's first and 22. You don't see many of those.
You notice how quiet it is. This Jonesboro crowd, They are not very happy with the state of this ball game right now.
That defensive touchdown sure quieted them earlier. First and 22 for the Hurricane. They'll empty the backfield. It's a quick out to the left side, and the pass complete to Bartels, their leading receiver. Well played by Mountain Home as Bogé in on the tackle at the 50-yard line, a pickup of about six.
And that's a great job, especially when you think about the fact that Bogé's coming from his inside linebacker spot and just kind of a hustle play to come over there. We kind of stopped it up and then had let a linebacker come and finish it, and that's what we're asking these kids to do.
Second down and about 16 here for the Hurricane. The handoff comes to the near side. Big George running behind a blocker. He is going to take on two tacklers, and it takes about three to get him to the ground. He is such a powerful runner. Takes it inside the 40 of Mountain Home, and it's down about the 38. It's going to be third and about four here for the Hurricane.
They were actually pulling two lead linemen on that play, so that's what was opening up that we saw earlier. We were kind of figure out what the dynamics of the play was. You've got two lead blockers. When you don't have enough defenders in that area, it makes it pretty easy to get yardage.
Third and three, George has a first down run. Breaks through two tackles at the 30, on his feet at the 25, down to the 24. Boy, he is a load.
That's a man. I'm just going to be honest. And now we have a player down that made the tackle.
And the official's blocking. That's
McKay.
McKay is down as he was in on the tackle. So they're going to tend to him, and while they do, we'll take a break. 6:48 left in the opening half, 12-7 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons, go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, they help McKay off the field, unable to put any weight on that left leg. It does not look good. Jumper to pass across the middle, complete to the 4-yard line. It was Barre making the catch and a first and goal coming up now for Jonesboro after the 20-yard pass play.
That time Barre did a really good job of he got in the hole in the zone. He just kind of squatted down. He found him and then, lost his footing, so we were able to get him down right there.
So first and goal at the 4 now for the Hurricane. Jumper hands it off to McDonald. Sweep to the left side, and his second effort, he's in, touchdown. Dontarius McDonald with his third touchdown run of the night. This one from 4 yards out. So it's now 18-7. And Jonesboro will keep the offense out there as they're going to go for two here.
We did a good job of maintaining the outside edge integrity. He was just able to cut it back up to a gap. We didn't have anyone coming in to fill on that. The linebackers got caught in the trash in the middle.
Now the two-point conversion by the Hurricane. Jumper. He's going to keep it himself. Left side. He is tackled short. He's not going to make it. So with 6:18 left in the first half, 18-7 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jonesboro, and Sonny, obviously Bryce McKay injury is huge. There's your leading rusher, and looking at the stats, your third leading tackler that's on the bench right now, and he was unable to put any weight on that left leg, and it did not look good.
No, and that's one of the things that Coach Maddox talked about tonight's game, because you're entering a stretch of the season where you're about to got a chance to really win some conference games. You know, you wouldn't be stunning anybody if you win in the next 3 weeks. Tonight, right, you're going to stun somebody, but he wanted to get through this game with healthy. And seeing that kind of play and that kind of injury is exactly what we weren't, well, we didn't need to see tonight.
Here's the return by Mountain Home. Logan Walker with the kickoff return out across the 20 to about the 24-yard line. We couldn't tell from here. I couldn't tell if they were looking at a knee or ankle or what it was. But
yeah, once he went down, we just kind of noticed
he just kind of laid there.
And he took a blow.
He
broke down to make the tackle, but he kind of took the blunt of the blow. And, you know, we talk about what a man George is. He can put a serious hurting on you.
George is 5'10 and 2'10, and he runs like he's about 6'2 and about 250. I mean, he is a load.
A little high school version of Christian Okoye for
yes.
You Chiefs fans.
Yes. Appreciate that.
The Nigerian nightmare,
yes.
Brad.
First down here for the Bombers at their own 24. Stockton gets tangled up with one of his offensive linemen as he goes to make the toss. He looked like he was going to run some type of option play, it looked like, and he's going to be thrown for a big loss back at the 21-yard line.
I'm not sure exactly if that play developed like it was drawn up.
It
just looked
odd.
Awkward, yeah, the entire time. You know, not only does that injury, you know, really hurt the team tonight. This hurts the team defensively, and because that was your starting safety, but that's also your other, you know, varsity experienced quarterback.
Right. Now you're behind the chains after the loss on first down, so it's second and about 13 here for Mountain Home. Stockton hands it off and back to about the original line of scrimmage on the carry by Walker. He's going to pick up about 2.5.
And we'll
call it a gain of 2.
Going back to the counter action, you know, you get that flow one way and come back and hit it and try and hit that hole. You know, that's what Bryce excels at because of his speed. I don't think that we have anyone on the roster that can replicate his abilities to break a hole like that. So for the rest of the night, you know, it is going to be ground and pound. I mean,
yes.
I think that's pretty safe to say.
Third down and about 11 here for Mountain Home from their own 23-yard line. And back to pass is Stockton. It's going to be complete for about a 2-yard gain to the 35-yard line. Hunter Price makes the catch, but we've got a flag back at the 20-yard line. And it's going to be a hold against Mountain Home. I believe Jonesboro is going to decline the penalty and bring up 4th and 9 here.
Yeah, definitely. If I'm playing, you know, if I'm the Hurricane, I'm going to decline that penalty because I don't want to give them another chance to break
exactly.
The play.
So 4th and 9 at the 25-yard line now for this Mountain Home offense.
You know, Brad, I can't see the scoreboard or the play clock here, so I don't know how we came on a little bit late with the punt team.
Haven't even started the play clock yet.
Well, okay.
Not, just now started.
You might stand back there and burn
yeah.
some time off. Don't be in any hurry.
Pausch to punt on 4th and 9. Green and Bartels back deep now for the Hurricane. Good snap back. That rugby-style kick, it's a good one. Booms this one. It's going to be taken at the 38-yard line by Green. Cross the 50, slips the tackle. Then he's hit and knocked backwards, and he's going to wind up back at the 45, but his progress was to the 47 of Mountain Home, so Jonesboro is going to have good position.
And he missed a block in the back. Actually, it was more of a block from the side, but now, you know, there's a real concentration this year that we're seeing in the pro and the college game on blindside blocks.
Right.
And that looked like a perfect example of it.
4:12 left in this first half. Now, Jonesboro leads at 18-7, and this could be a big series for this Bomber defense. They need to prevent any more points going on the board here before halftime and see if the offense can get another shot from Mountain Home.
Well, just even hold them to a field goal, because then you're just really in a 2-touchdown game.
Right. Trips to the right side for the Hurricane. They want to pass. Jumper is complete to the 37. A broken tackle at the 40.
Ball
is on the ground. And Mountain Home has it picked up at the 32-yard line. And the Bombers have it.
Xavier Ivory scooped it up. And he didn't fall on it. He scooped it up.
He did.
He was trying to see if he could get on the board himself.
So Mountain Home will get it back at the 36-yard line. Second turnover of the night by the Hurricane. And let's see if Mountain Home can take advantage of it.
Thought for a second we might have had another player down, but it turned out Lawson Stockton just lost his shoe.
I saw something, went to the Mizzou game Saturday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, it was a win. Saw something I'd never seen. South Carolina defensive player made a tackle on the Missouri running back. His shoe came off, and he picked that shoe up and chucked it about 40 yards down the field.
Did that draw a flag?
It drew a flag, yes. The first down for Mountain Home after the turnover. The handoff straight ahead and big best 5-yard gain on first down for Mountain Home on the carry by
Blake Pope.
That's Blake Pope, yeah, who's in the ball game at fullback.
Yeah, he gives you a little different look. He's a smaller guy, but he's kind of quick. He's a smaller guy height-wise, but he's a fairly thick kid, and he's got tremendous heart.
They went up in the ball out at the 43-yard line. It's going to be second down and about four here for Mountain Home. He gets credit for a 6-yard gain. Pope's going to get it again, and this time he gets a yard before he's knocked backwards. So third and about three coming up now for Mountain Home. Deshaud Stewart, one of the black jerseys in on the tackle, and
but that's
his
the
name's
first
not
time.
Been called much tonight, has
first
it?
First time tonight yep. that he's been in on the tackle for a guy that was averaging, what, 8 or 9 tackles a game?
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty good there.
Bombers have done a good job on that young man that's headed to Arkansas. 2:47 left in this first half. Jonesboro leads it 18-7. They're 0-for-3 on point after tries. Now we've got a whistle. And Mountain Home takes a timeout. We'll break with 2:39 left in this first half. It's 18-7 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Star Branscombe. The money we raise helps people in Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton counties. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
What does an organ and tissue donor look like? Pretty much how you'd expect a donor to look. You know, with a face and elbows, maybe a belly and nose hair, a butt, and armpits. Now you're getting the picture. You see, organ and tissue donors look just like you. Noble and beautiful and extraordinary. Right now, hundreds of Arkansans are waiting for a heart, kidney, or any one of 8 donatable organs. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org. Here's looking at you.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jonesboro, big third down play for this Bomber offense. Third and three at their own 44-yard line. I understand it's the ankle they're looking at on Bryce McKay. Third and three here for the offense of Mountain Home. Can they convert the toss? This is Walker. First down run. Keeps the legs driving inside the 50 to the 49-yard line. And my goodness, he had about four black jerseys hanging on him. He kept the legs driving and picked up another couple of yards.
That was a really good job by setting that play up. They had been running right up the middle. And so then you get that little toss and kick it to the outside, and they've got so many guys that were crashing down. But, you know, we were able to get around that and get that positive yardage.
Only the third first down of the night for the Mountain Home offense. The touchdown came from the defense. Fresh set of downs now for Mountain Home. Here's that misdirection play. Well played by the Jonesboro Hurricane. It's going to be a loss of one back to midfield.
Yeah, Jonesboro definitely didn't get fooled on that counteraction, and they actually did a really great job. They kept us from getting any push on the line. And if you can maintain, that's the only problem with this offense. If you're not getting push, you're not going to get anywhere.
1:54 left in the first half. 18-7. Jonesboro leads it. And a pass play. Right side, it is incomplete. Just out of the reach of Logan Walker on the pass from Lawson Stockton.
Yeah, actually a really good, well-devised play. He had him, he had a step. You know, he had to lead him a little bit. He couldn't make that a low ball. He had to try and loft it over and just, 6 inches too far.
So third and 11 now for this Bomber offense. Stockton comes out. Lee comes in, brings the play from the sideline. By the way, we'll try to keep you updated on Cardinal baseball tonight. They're scoreless in the second inning right now against the Cubs up at Busch.
What's the lead for the Cardinals?
One game. And the Brewers are ahead right now. We've got a whistle and a timeout, Mountain Home. We'll break with 1:34 left before halftime. It's 18-7 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
With Arvest Bank, there's no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot: stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with the personal caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
In Arkansas, the Winthrop P. Rockefeller Cancer Institute is the only place that provides complete cancer care. It's where you'll find more clinical trials and the newest technology, where your genetics are used to find precise, personalized treatments. It's a place that's changing the future through life-saving research, and where the top minds are with you from diagnosis to survivorship. We are UAMS, and we're here for a better state of health.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
1:34 left in this first half. Third and 11 for Mountain Home. I'm anxious to see if Mountain Home does not convert here. If Jonesboro takes a timeout, they've got three left if they want to try to save some of that clock. Stockton to pass. Immediately hit and dropped, and there's that timeout taken by Jonesboro. Stockton never had a chance, and making the hit was David Milton.
You know, I kind of wondered in that situation, would we put the ball in the air and to risk stopping the clock, or try and run it and burn some more time off the clock and see if Jonesboro would start taking those timeouts? And apparently, with this momentum, they feel like they have a chance to get to the end zone before the half.
Yep, there's a loss of eight back to the 42, so fourth and a bunch coming up after the timeout. 18-7 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, fourth down here for Mountain Home. Fourth and 19. Bombers ready to punt. Jonesboro using a timeout to stop the clock there. By the way, Morrilton leading Harrison 21-14 right now. Marion with the lead over West Memphis. I forgot the score. Matt told us.
17-0.
17, okay.
And they're coming for this kick.
Pausch gets it away. Angles it towards the sideline. Good kick. It's going to, they'll have to spot it. It's going to be, I would think, inside the 30 probably.
Put as much distance between them and the goal line as you can
you
on
bet.
That kick.
They're going to mark it at the 25.
That's a solid punt.
You bet.
He's really bounced back in the last couple weeks. Never, I don't know how many times he had to punt at Nettleton 2 weeks ago.
It wasn't many.
Well-rested leg.
Jonesboro will start this drive at their own 25-yard line with 1:22 to play.
Looking out of
the first half.
The lineup, Brody Patterson in for the Bombers now in McKay's safety spot.
Okay. See if this Bomber defense can step up again. They forced a couple of the turnovers already. Keep Jonesboro out of the end zone before halftime arrives.
Jumper's going to be firing the ball around in this case.
He's got trips to the left side here. 1:22 before halftime. Two timeouts left to use. Looks to pass. Cross the middle, and it's incomplete. There were two black jerseys, one white jersey there, and it kind of fell in front of all of them.
He overshot Moore with that number 8. He's the intended receiver. He has a long catch of 17. That would have been more than that if he could have hauled that one in. And I'm actually not exactly sure if that was the intended receiver or not. He ended up with two guys that were pretty close proximity to each other. Probably was not the route structure that they were looking for.
Here comes that quick bubble screen out to the side, and it's going to be near a first down at the 35-yard line. I believe it will be at the 35-yard line.
Oh, with 1:11 left and you want to run 9-yard passes on me, I'll give you that.
You bet.
Just don't let them get out of bounds.
It is a first down to the 35-yard line. 10 first downs now for the Hurricanes.
Patterson, we're playing a one deep safety right now, deep middle. And looks like we're just going straight up with them one-on-one coverage right now.
Trips to the right side. Looking long across the middle, has Beret caught at the 35. He slips a man at the 34. He's on his feet at the 25 and finally tackled at about the 20-yard line. Oh, Bartels, rather, with the catch. Not Beret, my bad. It's Bartels, the leading receiver who makes the catch and takes it to the 19-yard line.
He really showed some elusiveness there. You know, we had a chance to make the tackle 20 yards back down the field, and now they've flipped the field and have plenty of time to operate.
46-yard pass play to the 19-yard line. Jumper looking to pass again. Now he's flushed, runs right, floats it towards the corner of the end zone. I lost it, Sonny.
Good job coming over on defense, number 21. Adam Sorrell came over and closed down. There was a receiver open down here. You know, we're obscured in our view, so Brad can't see the corner of this end zone. I can't see the scoreboard. But he had an open receiver. Sorrell did a great job of closing on that, and that wasn't the most perfect pass in the world either. That had a little wobble to it, so I don't know if it came out of his hand funny or if we got a little bit of hand on it.
So second and 10 at the 19-yard line with 49 seconds left in the half. Flag on the play. The pass is incomplete, and we're going to have another hold against Jonesboro. This is going to be the third holding penalty against the Hurricane. The flag's back at the 30. That's going to back him up to the 40.
It looks like Vin Lee got pretty much took to the ground again in a wrestling move. that short pass, the defender came up, and I missed the number who it was, and was all over him, too, right as the ball got to him. So they weren't going to get anything out of that play.
Ah, it's a personal foul face mask. Well, so that's from the spot. That goes back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to move the ball to the 30. Well, it should be the 34. They moved it all the way back to the 37. The ball was at the 19.
Yeah, that explains, though, why he went down so quickly. When a guy gets a hold of your face mask and jerks you to the ground,
yes,
there's not a lot of options for you.
45 seconds left in the half. The ball backed all the way up to the 37-yard line. They've got to get to the 19, rather the 9, to move the chains. They look to the sideline to get the play called. 36 seconds left now as the clock is running. Jumper looking to pass. Cross the middle. It's complete. Bartels once again. He's down to the 10, near the 9. He's very near first down. He's a yard shy at the 10.
Brody Patterson brought him down right there short of the mark to gain. You know, that's one of those, he's just finding a hole in his zone and sitting there, and then he makes things happen with his feet after he brings in the reception.
Third and one at the 10-yard line. 10 seconds left in the half. They've got timeouts left. They just now call it with 9 seconds left. I don't know what took so long. Yes. Wow, they still had 2 timeouts left.
Yeah, where you're at now, I mean, you've got to throw it to the end zone.
Yes.
And if you get stopped short, you got very little time. You end up pulling an Ole Miss and not get a field goal, or, you know, they needed a touchdown in that situation. But
Coach Coleman's asking if there could be more time put on the clock, and the officials are going to talk about it, but there's 9 seconds, and I thought that was correct. We'll see. The official may ask for more time. Well, now they've spotted the ball at the 9-yard line. They had it marked at the 10. Now they've moved it to the 9, which is a first down, which means they stopped the clock to move the chains. They're going to reset the clock to 13 seconds. That's interesting.
Where are we tonight, Brad?
Camdenton. That's a joke. We were listening to the West Plains broadcast coming back from Nettleton 2 weeks ago, and it was interesting. Everything bad that happened was because they were at Camdenton that night.
Kind of like being at Harrison on Crooked Creek.
Yes. I don't know how in the world they moved the ball from the 10 to the 9 because they had it spotted at the 10. It was going to be third and one. And so all of a sudden, they call the timeout, and the ball moves a yard.
The ball moves a yard, and they get 9 seconds back.
Yes. Up to 17 seconds on the clock now.
Now you can do a lot of different things. So it's like we're going to bring pressure off this right end.
First and goal at the 9 here, and now a whistle and another timeout, and Jonesboro's out of timeouts. They have to take a timeout before they snap it. So 17 seconds left in the half. We'll break. It's 18-7 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for 3 reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jonesboro. First and goal at the 9 for the Hurricane with 17 seconds left in the half. They're now out of timeouts. Motion to the top side of the field. They work from the near hash. Jumper. Looking to pass.
Looking for Bartels.
Across the middle. It's complete. Touchdown, Jonesboro. That crossing pattern in the end zone, and Dryden Bartels makes the catch for 6.
That could have been a really big stop right there. If we could have turned them back and forced them to only settle for 3 points on that drive.
Yes.
You know, it just kind of had that look that Bartels was the man, the way the formation was set up. He was in a slot, and he just came in between the linebacker and the safety.
Now the extra point attempt is up, and this one is good. 13 seconds left in the half. That's a big blow right there before halftime. It's now 24-7, Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's the season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Arkansas is entering its fourth deer season since the detection of chronic wasting disease. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is providing a new option for free CWD testing all season at CWD testing drop-off containers statewide. Chronic wasting disease testing drop-off container locations have been expanded to at least one per county across the state. To find a free and easy testing location near you, visit ArkansasCWD.com.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
25-7, our score. Jonesboro with the lead over Mountain Home with 13 seconds left in this first half. The Bombers will get the ball to start the second half.
That kicker's lined up funny. I'd look for some chicanery right here.
And it's kicked on the ground right across the middle, and Dylan Pausch is able to snag it and fall on it. And Mountain Home will have the ball at the 47-yard line for pretty much one or maybe two plays here with 12 seconds left.
That was some pretty good hands
that
by
was.
Pausch. You know, he didn't do anything like, oh, he just reached out and snagged it like a shortstop or something. I could tell that kicker, he wasn't lining up the same way he had.
Yeah.
He was in a strange position. If I'm a special teams coach, I want to go back and look at that film and then talk to that kid. And it's like, okay, when you give something away like that, there's no point in us doing it.
Bombers do have one timeout if they could break something big here on this first play. 12 seconds left in the half, 25-7 our score. Jonesboro leads it. They finally fixed the scoreboard and gave them the extra point. First down, the toss. This is Price trying to get to the outside. He turns it upfield, has a pickup of about five, and Bombers have the timeout. They'll go ahead and use it here, see if they can't set something up, and now Price is hurt. Hunter Price, the ball carrier, went down, and he is still on the ground. Bryce McKay is already out of the game with an ankle injury, and the way it looks, he's not going to be back tonight. Now Price is injured. We'll break with 2 seconds left in the half. 25-7 Jonesboro. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
It takes hard work to be a Razorback. It takes grit, toughness, and desire. You can't just walk in here and think that you can play for the Hogs. It's not that easy.
Huh. I'm being told it is that easy. And you can just walk in and play.
The new Razorback ticket from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery makes playing for the Hogs easier and more fun than ever. With prizes up to 100 grand, it's time you get your ticket and get in the game. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the final play of the half, Stockton dropped back and tried to find Walker. The pass was incomplete. Stockton got laid out with a hard hit.
Yeah.
He hops up and There's been some licks in this first half.
Yeah, we kind of like to call that getting smoked.
Yes.
But, you know, good job. Actually, it's a pretty good pass. They had it well covered.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go into the halftime locker room, it's time to regroup and make some adjustments, and we'll see what the Bombers can come out and do in the second half.
You bet. Get that offense going. It's 25-7 at halftime. Jonesboro with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Super Liner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
The school sports season is upon us. At Knox Orthopedics, they wish all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
While your purchases at the Salvation Army Thrift Store in Mountain Home may seem like a good item at a bargain price, the Salvation Army sees your purchase turned into a warm meal for a hungry mouth, a bill paid for a home without a source of energy, and many other types of assistance that families in need face on a daily basis here in our city. My name is Brian Brindley, Corps Assistant Officer, encouraging you to shop at the Salvation Army Thrift Store. Truly is life-changing.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.